1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Hey, Sam, yeah. I did something the other day that was super duper embarrassing, and I want to know on 13, 12, 16 this morning if you've been in a similar situation. I want to know if you forget your PIN code. Right? Your
bank PIN code.
Bank PIN code.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, like an ATM situation.
Yeah. So I had someone drive something up from Sydney the other day, and I went to the Bottle-O.
Hang on. Claire, you're 15 months pregnant.
15 months, am I? Okay, but let me explain. So I had this person driving up from Sydney to bring stuff for Bubs.
And you wanted to get pissed with
No. Mum said, just give them a six-pack of something, like of something specific.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And to thank them.
Got it.
But it is embarrassing because I am pregnant. And like people judge, let's be honest.
It's like driving away from the fuel pump when you haven't paid for it, but you paid online.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so it was all good enough going to the Bottle-O. So I went to the Billabong because I could drive through. The guys know me anyway. Yeah. And like I can stay in the car and don't have to feel like a weirdo walking around with a pregnant belly. So I got to the guy and he said, oh, what do you want? And I said, oh, this particular brand, a six pack, please. And
he goes, is that how he said, what do you want?
No, it was probably nicer than that. But I was like, oh, just a six pack, please. And he's like, okay, do you want stubbies or cans? And I was like,
don't know, bro. What's
like, I barely drink in the first place. Yeah. So I'm like, whatever.
I mean, at that point, he would have known, nah, it's not for you, is it?
Well, yeah. And I also read it off a text message.
So okay.
I was worried I was going to have to show my ID next. But.
So did you go stubbies or cans?
I think they're stubbies.
Like bottles?
Yeah, bottles. He's like, oh, these are more popular. I'm like, cool, good to know. So he brings the card machine over to me, right? And they don't have tap at the Billabong.
Yeah, okay, yep.
And I'm so used to tapping my phone or my card.
And driving off.
Yeah.
It's so easy, isn't it?
Oh, so easy. I actually don't remember the last time I used my PIN itself. So,
because every time there, you've got to use the PIN, don't you? Because the PayPass doesn't work.
Yeah, they don't have PayPass. Yeah. So I went, put my card in. I decided to use my credit card, right? Because it's the first card I grabbed.
How many you got?
I've got a few. and so I put it in.
Maxed out.
And shush. He's like, okay, you just got to put your PIN in now. Oh, no, first he said, was it savings, credit, or check?
Oh, yeah, no.
And I was
idea.
Like, say, no, it's not savings because it's a credit card, Claire. Then I had to put my PIN. I don't remember the last time I had to remember and use my PIN.
It's four numbers.
Exactly. It's four totally random numbers. Well,
there's
not so,
so many
random.
Combinations, Claire. What do you do?
I have about four different PINs, right?
Oh, that's
that
hard.
I rotate through depending on the card. But the problem is that he said the machine can lock you out after three attempts.
Uh-oh, how many go?
Oh, I got two attempts on that one.
Oh, no, you switched cards.
And then I was like, I really don't know. He's like, can you look it up? I'm like, no, I don't have it written anywhere.
Which is good, security.
Yeah, so I swap cards to a different one. I'm like, oh, it's my everyday card. It's the one I use every day at Woolies. Yeah, that's fine. And then I went, oh, but I tap it every day.
Pass that one too.
So, once again, next card. Oh, by the way, in between each decline, he has to go back inside to reset
Claire.
The machine.
You've probably got about six semi-trailers lined up behind you just trying to get your beer fixed.
And then the next thing, that card declines because I got the PIN wrong again.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, this actually happens all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Finally, I got a PIN right. Don't ask me to remember what that PIN is now, because I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I mean, I'm not going to ask you live on air either, because if someone steals your wallet, they're
out. Well, yeah, exactly. But I honestly wouldn't be like, I'd still have to guess again. But I want to know today on 13, 12, 16, am I the only one in this boat? Am I the only one that doesn't know their PINs?
Lucky you were hidden behind your car.
Well, kind of.
No one else could see you in broad daylight looking like an idiot going, oh, no, they're not all maxed out. They're not all in debt.
Well, thankfully, it actually says PIN error.
Okay.
It doesn't come up just saying declined and I look like a...
insufficient funds.
Yeah.
Denied.
13, 12, 16, though. Am I the only one in this boat or do you not remember any of your PINs either?
Ooh.
Let us know.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Corey's giving us a call. Corey, how you going, mate?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Please tell me I'm not the only one in this embarrassing situation.
Or are you the bottle attendant?
No. I've had to reset my PIN online too to do it, to get money out, and at Coles as well.
And it's so embarrassing, isn't it?
It's terrible. I hate PayPass.
It's so simple to use.
It's so easy, but then it's costing you in the long run, isn't it? Do you think when it's taking you a few goes, are you worried that people are thinking, oh, that guy's got no money?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it, they think I either stole it or I don't have money.
Now, the question is, do you remember the PIN still now, or have you continued to use PayPal since?
No, it's in my phone, so when I forget it, I look in my phone now.
I need to do that.
Do you know the PIN to get into your phone to find that PIN?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. Yep. So that's easy enough.
Right.
I used to have my phone password as my bank password, like my PIN, but then I got a new phone, so I had extra numbers on my phone password.
Yeah, the last thing you want is having the same PIN for everything, hey? People do it, though.
Exactly.
People do it, and it's scary and crazy.
Yeah. Mine's actually just a pattern on the PIN. I say no more. Corey, thanks for your call.
Yeah, Corey, thank you. See ya. To be honest with you, though, one of my pins is still the original pin that I got with my first ever bank card.
Whoa, how long ago was that? That would be almost 10 years.
It's one of those pins that I remembered. So I remember the pin, I just don't remember which card I've put it on.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So
one solution to this.
Stop using PayPass.
Go off the grid.
Legit think I'm going to have to go to every bank. I'm with three different banks.
Whoa.
I might have to go to each of the banks and reset all of my cards.
Just give me one of your cards.
Why? What's that going to do?
Take one off your hands. I'll use it for you.
No, I'm good.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
And we've got to move on to a slight somber but positive news out of the New Zealand massacre.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was the scene of unprecedented chaos and violence where, 48 people initially, I believe, lost their life, and now it's gone over 50. But we've got some good news coming out of the mosque, the main mosque that happened in Christchurch. It's going to be reopening for tomorrow. So a week on, it's going to be reopening.
And I do believe there's people who have come out and said, we're going to stand by the mosque as long as it takes to make sure you guys are safe.
Oh, yeah. There's the massive police presence outside both of them.
And not just police, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. And why they've been able to do this turnaround so quickly is because tradies, companies from all around the area have decided to clean up, donate their time, donate their resources, and get it back to what it was like. Carpet layers, obviously, painters, everything they've been able to sort it out. So it's a really heartwarming display to see all the Christchurch employers and businesses come together.
It's amazing to see, as horrible as what happened is, it's amazing to see the where people come together.
Unity.
Unity, yeah, after such a horrible incident happens.
And that's what we've seen from all tragedies that happen, especially with, violent acts of terror.
Yeah.
We've always come back stronger. Everyone in the world has been able to come back and unite, as you said before. Mm. So it's really good to see. Even the second mosque involved during last Friday's attack, the Linwood Mosque, that's likely to reopen too. And, yeah, as we mentioned, armed forces will be on site to provide that reassurance for them, that security. But as you said, there's people around the world who are standing out their local mosques just to protect the people inside, which is fantastic. And I believe Fridays are actually quite a sacred day.
Yes, they are.
For Islam.
Muslims.
So there's probably going to be a lot of people heading to these mosques tomorrow.
Yeah.
And which is great. And all around the world.
Hopefully everyone gets behind making sure that everyone is safe and everyone is cared for. And really, it's all about coming back together after a horrific attack.
Absolutely. And it just shows that, Islamophobia will never conquer the love that everyone has for each other here. So it's fantastic to see.
Exactly.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Pacific Avenue. They are a young, emerging four-piece indie rock ensemble from the south coast of New South Wales, living the life down there. And we are lucky enough to be joined by two of them, Dom the drummer and Harry the lead singer and guitarist this morning. Morning, boys.
Morning, guys.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good.
Now, you guys are on the coast. Why are we talking about you right now? Have you guys got something pretty special coming to Griffith?
Yeah. Well, we're coming down to play Rewind in the Vine.
You?
Yeah, pretty keen.
Should be good.
This Saturday. But obviously, we haven't had the chance of really getting to know you boys too much until you rock up this Saturday. Are you able to tell us a bit more about yourselves?
Yeah, well, pretty much like we all grew up around the Kymer-Gerringong sort of area. We all kind of moved up to Wollongong as a band. We're all living together in this little kind of shack on the beach for a while.
That's a life.
And then it got knocked down. So
no, that is not the life.
So we kind of scattered around the place at the moment. But, we're kind of just some guys doing a bit of music. I guess I kind of influenced a bit by what's going on around us, which is with our lives and whatever. It's kind of doing a bit of like old school rock sort of sound, but then also with a bit of like modern sort of surf rocky sort of thing. Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Now, you guys are young and emerging. So for those who may not have heard you guys before, how would you describe your sound?
Based on a lot of our influences, we kind of go off a bit of like a Powderfinger sort of thing, but then heaps of new modern stuff as well that influences us as well. So a bit of a mix of old and kind of new rock.
Nice.
Yeah. It always helps to get a bit more of an inkling of what type of music you do by the artists you support. And you guys have supported some pretty big names. Who have you gotten around recently?
We've supported the Wombats.
Just recently we played with Tash Sultana.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, and Ocean Alley, Lime Cordial with those guys. That was really cool. We played Lost Paradise Festival over New Year's. The Kooks played that. We've been very lucky to be kind of be playing with bands of that sort of caper. Mm. And it's definitely kind of influenced us sort of be a bit more professional.
Learn how it really is on the road,
And I'm sure like some of your idols that you've also supported, seems like San Cisco and even all the way up to Crooked Colours.
Now, you guys have a new EP scheduled to be released early this year. Now, it hasn't just yet. Do you have any more details you can give us, though? Any idea of a date or a name?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much all finished off at the moment. We're just finishing the mixing and mastering, so it's pretty much all done. Today, we're looking to release another single pretty soon in the next few weeks.
Ooh.
And then the rest of the EP will come out, we're hoping, the month after.
Nice.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, boys, I feel like we know you pretty well now. Let's get into this Saturday, Rewind in the Vines. You can still get tickets, rewindinthevines.com.au. And you boys are bringing a bit of youth to the lineup because there's some awesome, you know, old school rock bands like Diesel, The Angels, Choir Boys are going to be there. But you guys can probably bring to the stage as much as they can. We've listened to some of your songs and, you know, songs like Girlfriend. It seems like you could probably rock out just as good as them. Are you looking forward to being, you know, performing by the stage with them?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's crazy sort of growing up and you listen to all that old classic Aussie rock, that sort of stuff. And it's definitely influenced our sound heaps. So I'm really keen to kind of play alongside it and hopefully kind of match it a little bit if we can.
That would be awesome to see.
Well, guys, we can't wait to see you this weekend. Rewind in the Vines. Make sure you get your tickets now. Rewindinthevines.com.au. Pacific Avenue will be there. Harry and Dom, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you. See you on the weekend.
Cheers.
This is The Catch Up with Claire and Sam.
But, Sam, we have to move on to something that's a little bit sad.
Oh, we're
not,
such
a little
good
bit
time.
Sad. Quite sad.
You've
it's
really
quite devastating.
Really
I know.
Really brought the mood down this morning.
I'm really sorry, but something really bad's happened.
Yeah, something bad happens every day.
I know, but
this world is sickening.
This affects not the whole world, but almost.
Oh, you're talking about back in the day.
Talking about back in the day. You know how like you love to savor those moments where you're like,
memories.
I remember when I did that, or look at that photo.
Wow, how
embarrassing. Oh my gosh, that music was amazing.
Mm. Oh, music.
Yeah, music as well.
Oh.
Well, do you remember that thing called MySpace? It was like the beginning of social media.
They were the good old days, yes.
I mean, Bebo technically was the beginning, but
MySpace was the next level.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was the one where you could have your own music, you could put your photos
when
up.
When someone goes on your profile, does it start playing the music?
It does, yes.
Bring it.
And the backgrounds would like flash and change and you could have whatever you wanted.
What? So good. It was your personal, it was your soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Well, if you try and find your old MySpace account today that's probably still active, you'll find that it's blank.
What do you mean? Did you delete it?
No, MySpace did.
What? What?
So you will have a profile still, but they've accidentally gone and deleted pretty much everything else.
What do you mean?
Well, all your music, photos and videos are gone.
They did this on purpose?
I don't think so. So
no.
This is what happened. More than 50 million songs have been lost due to a botched MySpace server migration.
No.
50 million. Now, users have reported issues for 12 months. People still use it?
Yeah. It's a massive forum for music now.
Is it really?
So it moved from personal profiles to band profiles and musician profiles. Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's why I deleted mine. So I jumped the gun here.
I still had one. Mm. I had all my photos up there from when I was younger. They were like the little tiny photos that you can't actually see because they were taken on a tiny, really bad phone.
60 by 60 pixels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for the past 12 months, they've been having issues, and so they tried to migrate their servers and sort stuff out. But unfortunately, they've lost everything.
No!
So anything that you uploaded before 2016 is now gone. Sorry, 2015.
Oh, mate. How do you stuff something that? That's what scares me about technology. I don't like this.
I don't get it. Like, that's a lot of stuff up. Let's be honest here. So there's over 50 million songs, 14 million artists that have all been deleted from MySpace.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So many emerging artists use that as a decent platform too to share music. So that's really actually
I'm not
quite
even worried
sad.
About that. Let's be honest. I'm more worried about the fact that my profile is gone.
Claire, come on. How often were you checking out your profile?
I forgot my password about 5 years ago, so I haven't been able to get onto it. But it's not the point, Sam. Not the point.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
And Claire, I haven't been able to say this for a while. I think you have, but we love a good study on this show.
That we do.
And this is the study, right? If you're a star student... Mm. And this is where the plus comes into it. If you also switched on Sesame Street as a child, then it was no coincidence.
What?
You happen to be smart and you happen to watch Sesame Street. There is some evidence to this.
Oh.
Now, this comes from the American Economic Journal.
So jeez, okay. So it's serious stuff.
And I believe most Aussies would have watched the show.
Oh, yeah. Sesame
Especially
Street.
Our age.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still on or if it is, it's cartoon. Oh, it is?
Still on. Still going strong. But I honestly, I don't know if I can remember watching it or not.
What?
I can't remember vividly sitting in front of the television and watching it.
Okay, Sam, if you haven't watched it, like seriously, no, you know what? I've got some Sesame Street, some of the theme song.
Oh, good.
You'll know this. If you've watched it, you definitely know this theme. Here it is.
Hit me up. Oh, here we go.
Do you remember that?
I was not triggered until the very last little...
Oh, really?
Little line there. I might have to ask my parents what's going on here,
so
but...
do you reckon you watched it then by hearing that?
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, okay.
Not only the part where they go, yeah, live on Sesame Street. Which is the
does
title.
Explain your IQ, but anyway.
Well, that's what I'm worried about now because obviously this study is showing that you, if you were smart later on in life, it's because you watched Sesame Street, and that's what I'm trying to get here. It was the early childhood education by television, lessons from Sesame Street, and it was first written in 2015. This dates all the way back to research from 1969.
Wow.
So... they studied three different groups of children from 1969, then to 1980, 1990, and 2000s.
Okay.
And then from there, the researchers assessed certain successes later in life, academic and career. They'd base it on whether or not you dropped out or graduated from college.
Wow.
What your employment was, wages, poverty status, serious stuff, really.
Jeez.
And then all these details were released and they had a correlation between if you had access to Sesame Street, not necessarily if you watched it because they couldn't actually tell who watched it.
Yeah, but if you had access.
Had a large enough sample size of the whole of the United States, they were able to research.
How do you
find
not
out.
Have access to it?
Oh, people in, you know, crappier areas. I'm not
oh,
sure
maybe
how
they
television
don't have TVs.
Works over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what they've come out with. And I mean, it's in the American Economic Journal, so I reckon it's it's legit. And guess what? This is great news. Mm. In 2019, this year, Sesame Street are celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Oh, really?
And nothing has changed. Their prime focus remains to use television to level the playing field and help prepare less advantaged children for school.
Aww.
So here's to another 50 years of Sesame Street, and I might get started on watching it.
Absolutely.
Maybe we could do that at Starbucks. You and
I'm
me.
Good.
Just let hubby Sam know, yeah, we're just going to go home and watch Sesame Street together.
That's weird.
It's not code for anything, is it?
No. Sam!
This is The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Claire, ready your chopsticks, warm up your tofu, and sip on that soy sauce because Peking Duck, they are about to spice up this station like a Friday night at Malcolm's Chinese restaurant. And they join us this morning. Adam and Ruben, good morning, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, coming in straight from Malcolm's. How we doing?
I hope I get
good,
some free Chinese from them tonight.
Oh, I doubt it.
No, I doubt it.
Now, guys, obviously you have a brand new single out at the moment that we are loving here at HIT. It is called Sugar, and you teamed up with Jack River. Now, what inspired you to create such a track?
Yeah, it's just a throwback to like when, you know, pop music was fun. Like Len, Steal My Sunshine, Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag. And
Baby Bash, it was, Sugar Sugar.
It was going to kind of go down a bit of a more serious, melancholic kind of route, like with the vocals and everything. But then we sent the beat to Jack River and she like, she sent back that hook. You're like sugar to me. You're like sugar, honey.
And it's so catchy.
Yeah. And it immediately just flipped the vibe and we're like, let's roll with this. This
is way
fun.
She dusted it full of candy and all sorts of chocolate sprinkles and made it very absolutely fun.
Well, we're all loving the 90s vibe that you guys have managed to pull off here. Yeah. But I wanted to know, what stage in the process of doing collabs and whatnot, especially with Jack River, do you have someone in mind from the get-go when you first create this melody, or do you see where it goes and then maybe get someone on board?
Yeah, I mean, it changes every time.
Yeah, okay.
Every time you've either got a vision of who you want on it.
What is lovely is sometimes we get a little bit of time off to go hit the studio with people and then just start and finish it in the room with that same person.
Oh, that would be
just
amazing.
Just comes together.
Yeah. I need to ask you about something serious here. Ooh, we all know you love a good single, but when is this debut album coming out? Where is it at?
Fire coming
hopefully
out.
Hopefully soon. No, I don't know. We've gone over a lot of different ideas, and if we want to put out one body of work, it's got to be cohesive.
Yeah. Mm.
It's got to, otherwise it doesn't make sense, because people, it's not going to stay for long in the world that we're in today unless it is a true masterpiece, I think. So
yeah, and it's very disheartening seeing like some of the best albums get slept on so hard. Like, you know, if you do put out something that you've put all your blood, sweat, and tears into.
It's like 2 years. No, you want to make a true masterpiece and you think you can. That's at least 2 years of you really, you know, putting your whole mind and soul into this one thing. And then like Ruben was saying, you put it out there and it's gone in a week, except for that maybe one or two singles, you know?
Yeah. So are you happy sticking with your singles, or have you got a bit of a deadline to get an album out?
We have no deadlines, but we're definitely working on a bunch of new stuff. We're actually putting out a new song in the second week of April.
Okay.
That's a scoop for you.
Oh, second week of April.
Scoop it.
Any more detail on the name of the single?
It's called Your Eyes.
Your Eyes.
Or Z.
Ooh, okay, love it.
Fancy.
Can't wait for that one.
Now, fancy. It's MSN chat, fam.
You know what's crazy? Griffith is the first place in the world to hear that.
You heard it first here, guys.
That's correct.
That is the best. That's the best scoop of my career.
There you go.
I'm going to quit.
Now, guys, speaking of new stuff coming out, you decided to go into a totally different realm recently and bring out a children's book.
It's not like you guys at all.
DJ Ducks, what is this all about and why a children's book?
You know, as all good ideas start, we were just having a beer, having a laugh, and then we're like, man, Instagram is kind of effed, looking at how it sort of affects like teenagers' lives.
Yeah. I go, yo, Rubes, man, Instagram is kind of effed.
And I go, man, you know what, diggy dog, doom, bom, bom, biggie, it is kind of effed. And so we looked around.
Thanks for censoring yourself too, Bob.
What's something we can do to, you know, dissuade young kids into getting so heavily addicted to this platform? And we just thought, oh, let's make a kid's book and make it about a tale about two ducks that go on an adventure to Blink City. And
now also those other stories, you know, the ideas that we have for the story, we can maybe turn them into a sequel. Who knows?
Ooh, smart.
A couple of prequel ideas in there too.
Yeah, a couple of prequel ideas.
Like in the DJ Duck's book, there's a character called Bulldog, the rapper. Kind of like Pitbull versus Snoop Dogg. Anyway, he's quite the extraordinary character, and he's been through some
tell him about the hardship that he's been through.
Yeah, lots of he's been through.
Well, nice. I like it.
So nice. Much.
Watch out, J.K. Rowling. There could be a
hey, J.K. Rowling, come at us. Yeah. Let's have a write-off, and I'll write a tome for ya.
Yeah, Rowling, Tolkien, everybody, we're going to roll
Tolkien,
yes.
We want all the smoke.
Bring it on. And I reckon you guys are nailing it too, because, you know, you've got like child psychologists and 80-year-old men writing these children's books, trying to touch into what's going on in society. But I think people look up to you guys. You've hit the nail on the head here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it is definitely a good message. And the way that we've communicated, it's fun. And every kid that we've shown it to, they actually dig it. So that's the main thing.
Oh,
as
awesome.
Long as kids are enjoying it, because that's who it's aimed to.
Mate, we've got to get into your live performances, because you guys recently did our yacht club party with our hit VIPs up on the Gold Coast. That was a bit of a warm-up to what is coming from March 28th. It is the biggest tour ever. What is going to be so special?
Only a lukewarm up, dipping the toes in.
Ooh. Absolutely.
And it's about to be the world's biggest Peking duck tour ever so far, and it's going to be great.
So what's
we've got some cool things. We've been assembling a mild jungle setting,
nice.
trying to figure out how to make this more ridiculous, more Spinal Tap, more Good. Over the top in every single way possible than ever.
Well, people love music festivals because it's an escape, or tours. It's an escape from, you know, a bit of reality and a bit of the bland. So it sounds like you guys are on the right track there.
Yeah, we're definitely making it more theatrical.
Lovely.
But you got to make sure everyone gets their tickets ASAP because that thing is almost sold
out. Do you guys know where
running
we go?
Out quick. Pekingduck.com.
Tour kicks off on March 28th, and you guys are going all around the country, aren't you?
Mm.
We are. We're pretty much hitting every nook and cranny. Nook boys.
We can do a road trip to Canberra, which is great. Just around
the corner. Canberra, that's the hometown.
Guys, when are you coming to Griffith, though?
Oh, that's a hot question.
When are we coming to Griffith? Hopefully soon.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
We would love to
I've never
to
been
see
there
you.
In my life.
Do you like pizza?
Yes.
Do you like pasta?
Yes.
Oh,
then
yeah, because all the Italian food's there.
Yep. Yes.
Griffith, that's the spot. I've heard nothing but good things, actually. I used to work with a guy from Griffith. He was telling me lots of great things about Griffith.
See, molto bene. Yeah, we love a big pizza pie.
Well, look, we don't have a big stadium here, but we do have the regional theatre, so I'm sure we could make something
work.
We got
some ovals.
Oh, we'd love to. We'd love to. And there's nothing better than a nice big dish of pasta.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we'll get our people to talk to your people. Guys, we've got to go to a song.
Yes. We're already talking like we're mob guys.
Tell them.
I'll get my people to talk to your people.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Make the boy of Manhattan.
Oh, guys, this is Peking Duck's new single with Jack River. This is Sugar on Hit.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
We are joined again with the lovely Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck. Now, guys, we were just talking about your tour, and we're continuing that chat down a slightly different line.
Yes, and boys, a little birdie told me that if either of you guys ended up having a daughter, you were going to name her Gladys.
Yeah, Gladys.
Now, obviously Gladys. After Gladys Berejiklian, we're not having much fun with her, are we?
Gladass. Yeah, for sure. We'd totally name our daughter Gladys.
So what we're talking about
What a sick
here.
Joke.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, boys. Music festivals. Obviously, live music is kind of being branded a bit of a problem by our current state government. What could this mean if, you know, they continue in power and do what they want to do for music lovers in the future? And what role are you blokes playing in the fight against this?
We have nothing to back personally. We don't really care who people are voting for.
Mm.
All we know is that Gladys and her government decided 1 week out from one of our favourite festivals of all time, Mountain Sounds Festival on the Central Coast, they decided to impose a $200,000 police and safety
which
fee.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is absurd, which is ludicrous.
Mm.
And what that meant was Mountain Sounds Festival...
It's pretty much extortion.
It is. It's saying, pay us for your safety.
Or you won't,
What?
Yeah.
It is extortion to a T. And so they imposed this fee and the festival decided not to run because they couldn't afford to pay the fee.
Well, who just has an extra $200,000 in their pocket, right? Like, even a festival.
Who on earth has that kind of money?
Yeah.
And so they,
This festival's bringing international talent.
Yeah.
The amount of money that it's bringing into the economy.
One of our best friends from London, Riton, was about to play it.
Yeah. Exactly. He came all the way over from London. I mean, it's not just the festival. It's not just the musicians. It's also everything around it. It's the dude selling the fish and chips at the local shop. It's like the
hat
vendors.
Stalls.
Yeah.
The everything going on.
The accommodation.
On.
All the bed and breakfast in the
Absolutely.
Area. Like it's so much more than just the one thing. And also it's culture. It's a part of the culture.
Well,
and I think killing culture
thing.
Is just, I mean, if you don't enjoy music, then you've either got something severely wrong with you.
And what she's trying to do is shut down music everywhere in New South Wales. And it's actually happening. Bluesfest have absolutely put their hand up for moving to Queensland
Ooh.
Because in New South Wales, they wouldn't be able to operate with this up to $300,000 police and safety fee.
Yeah.
And so they thought, you know what? Why would I pay that when I could operate in Queensland? And so she's literally sending music out of New South Wales into Queensland and Victoria.
It's silly. We need to move forward. And right now, the only way to progress forward is to do the right thing and not vote for someone who's living way, way in the past.
Absolutely.
Because now it's a whole new era, a whole new generation of people are coming through and we need to recognize that and all work together, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. This Saturday is our chance to fight for music, fight for all the good things in life that Gladys is trying to take away.
Now, guys, let's move on to something a little lighter, a little happier, get you back moving and grooving.
Hell yes.
Let us do a game. Yeah, let's play
a game. Okay, sounds
play
good.
A game.
All right, guys.
It's time to play the game.
Time to play the game.
I think you two are going to be perfect for this. I'm yet to play this with any of our guests. I'm yet to play it with anyone, even Claire, so this is going to be interesting.
So
glad you get to play with me.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, the game is called The Wrong Game. The idea with this game is to answer all the questions incorrectly. So we just don't want the right answer. It can be anything at all. Let your mind run wild. We just don't want to hear the correct answer.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a crack. How do you spell the word dog?
C-A-T-M-I-L-K.
Perfect.
Meal.
What is your artist name?
Super Smash Bros. 5000.
Love it.
Great. Hey, I've got a saying. Can you please complete it? If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it probably is a...
big old
box of dominoes.
Beautiful!
What does the milkman deliver?
Greg.
Every damn day.
Very specific.
That's actually my gamer tag, Milkman Greg.
Oh, is it really? Up online.
Yeah, Milkman Greg. He always brings the milk home, if you know what I'm saying.
Name a good musical artist.
Ooh. Oh, Mr. Bean.
Yes, great.
Yeah, Bean Boy.
Okay. Last one from me, guys. What does the Italian accent sound like?
That's right. I'm from Sicily, Italy.
Could you imagine?
True Siciliano.
Oh, boys.
Routy.
You've nailed it. I don't even think Claire and I need to do any talking. No. We could hang up these mics and you guys would just kill it. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll come out there and eat some orecchietti soon. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Si.
Stracciatella.
The new single, Sugar, is out at the moment. Peking Duck, you've also got a brand new one coming out very, very soon. Thank you very much for that inside goss.
It's all good.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.